Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It is National Women's Health Month, and because of that, we are going to talk about women's heart health. Yay! I actually love cardiology. It's my husband's specialty. He's an interventional cardiologist, and I feel like over the years, I have learned so much from hearing him talk on the phone, talk to patients, that I want to emphasize the importance of heart health for women and for all of us. Did you know that about 1 in 16 women aged 20 and older have coronary heart disease? That's a lot. 1 out of 16, 6% of women. And actually, I just had my blood tested and my cholesterol was high, which freaked me out because I don't eat that much butter and meat and steak. I'm really pretty healthy. So sometimes these problems can be inherited, genetic, and it's important to get yourself checked. If you're over 35, get your EKG if you've never had one. If you have a family history of heart disease, go get yourself checked because you never know what you're predisposed to. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women. The number one killer of women. Let's say that again. That's crazy. It's the number one thing we die from, causing 1 out of every 3 deaths each year. Nobody thinks about women when they think about heart disease and people having heart attacks and being killed by that. But that's so important for us to not be neglected and ignored. This is not just a disease of men. And 2 of the most common types of heart disease women have are coronary artery disease and heart attacks. What are your symptoms? If you're having a heart attack, some women actually have no symptoms, and they actually just press on through their day like they're just having, you know, a toothache or a headache. And women are like that. They put themselves last. They don't take care of themselves. They ignore symptoms until they're deadly. And I don't want that to happen to you guys. So chest pain, of course. People describe it like an elephant sitting on your chest, kind of a feeling of pressure. Pain that radiates into your neck, jaw, or throat, especially on the left side. It's not a toothache always. Sometimes it can be cardiac. Pain in your upper abdomen or back. You can have nausea, vomiting, fatigue. You can have sudden onset of pain, and it can be very obvious that you're having a bad problem, or it can be a dull, aching kind of anginal pain that comes on with exertion, angina with exertion. Oftentimes, heart disease is a silent killer. Heart attacks, palpitations, heart failure, you can be chugging along normal, suddenly have symptoms that are life-threatening and lethal. So if you're experiencing symptoms, it's definitely a warning to stop what you're doing, go see your internist, and focus them down. Oftentimes, your doctor may not even be thinking of you as in the risk factor group because we're not taught that in medical school. We were never emphasized that. Older physicians, especially, and older healthcare providers still think of this as a male disease. So even if you're not sure, you should ask, is it possible that my neck pain or jaw pain or shoulder back pain could be my heart? Just ask, because that'll put that warning flag out there and remind your doctor to think about it. Risk factors, at least half of people in the United States have one risk factor. The top 3 risk factors are high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and history of smoking. I hope that none of you guys are smokers, and that includes marijuana. I think that all of my nice, lovely patients and friends who smoke tell me that they're social smokers, these beautiful women that are so fabulous that know that smoking ages them by 10 years are still putting cigarettes in their mouth, and they'll say, yes, but I'm just a social smoker. I'll just have 1 or 2 if I'm at a party with a cocktail. Hello, ladies, that counts. Women's bodies process toxins so much less efficiently than men's, and a smaller amount of carcinogen exposure is going to do a much more severe amount of damage for you. So that's this kind of social smoking. It does add up, and it becomes a habit, and it becomes an unnecessary carcinogen exposure. And smoking with marijuana, tobacco, it's kind of all the same thing. I want you guys to be aware of that. High blood pressure is so easy for you to check. You get a blood pressure pump at Costco or Rite Aid, CVS, and check your blood pressure. Check it regularly. And when it's high, don't ignore that. And don't just think, oh, well, it's just a little high. It's trending high. Like if you have a high pressure reading at the doctor's office, buy a cuff and check it yourself at home regularly. Make yourself a little graph of checking it 3 to 4 times per day. And give those trends to your doctor to really sit down and look at. The tendency is to undertreat. Not all of us will benefit from a low salt diet. Some of us actually need hypertensive meds. And if you don't take them, you are predisposed to risk of stroke, vascular disease, which can attack your eyes, your kidneys, your brain. It's really important. I am sorry to say I've seen some young ladies, one of my best friends in college actually, who had a small stroke. And a very healthy woman of my own age, occasional wine drinker, no other risk factors, ignored some symptoms, and losing vision in half of one eye is a big deal for any person. And if your blood pressure is trending higher, I want you to work on it. Other medical conditions that put you at higher risk, if you have diabetes, if you drink a little too much, you're physically inactive, and you have an unhealthy habit. Now, wait a minute, that's like the pandemic. We have to do a hard reset and put our health on the front burner instead of on the back burner. The unhealthy diet is allowed once in a while, but we have to live the 80-20 lifestyle. 80% of the time you need to eat right. That means 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Be disciplined. Have a regular regimented every day for breakfast. I just have egg whites. Every day for lunch, I'm going to have a salad. Every night for dinner, I'm going to have a clean protein and lots of veggies and maybe a little carb. And then on the weekend, allow yourself a splurge meal. So 20% splurge. We have to be a human. You have to enjoy life, but you also have to be careful with your diet. And it's the things you do every day. So it's time for that hard reset. And let's not confuse ourselves by saying that a little bit of drinking is good, because that's the message that's put out there in the media and everywhere, and even in society. Like, it's good to relax, it's good to let loose, it's great to have a glass of wine, wine is healthy for your heart. I mean, those studies have panned out. Red wine is healthy for your heart. Red grape juice is healthier. And I don't want to be a party pooper, but I think that people who have 2 drinks a day, 1 drink a day, every day of the week, that's too much alcohol. That's damaging to your liver, it's damaging to your cardiovascular system, and it becomes a habit that's not good for you long term. Too many calories, moreover. But you know, having 1 drink at an event socially is acceptable. When you reach a certain age, my husband says that 2 drinks of wine per night or 1 hard liquor per night, like after your 60s or 70s, okay, that might be okay. You have hardened calcified arteries. It might help with a little vasodilation. But for the most part, the rest of us don't need that alcohol except socially. And you can get your benefits of antioxidant red wine from pomegranate juice and grapefruit juice and regular just grape juice. So think about how much you're drinking, and are you happy about that? Is it giving you apathy, loss of drive or ambition? Are you really relying on it? Are you waiting to get through the whole day to get that drink? Because then we need to reset kind of what we've associated drinking with. We need to reset and think about feeling better from exercise and things that are not just ingested. Physical inactivity, there you go with exercise. So getting a trend started where it's part of your daily regimen, it needs to be part of your religion to get some exercise done daily, 3 times a week, 30 minutes at least. That is not too hard. And if it is too hard, you need to reevaluate your life. What are you doing that's making you put your health last? And what price are you paying for your success? Is the price of your success your health and your wellness? Because if it is, all that wealth, all the wealth you accumulate is going to be short-lived when you don't have the health to enjoy the wealth accumulation. So is the cost of your success your health? It's definitely not worth it. Preventative measures are so important. Definitely, my ladies out there, I really love seeing women in the office because it's my opportunity to help people take care of themselves. We don't have enough time to do that. It's Women's Heart Health Month. If you tell some of these facts to some ladies that you know, you never know, you might be saving someone's life. The best gift you can give someone is, you know, take them to the doctor, make them get their EKG. If you're over 50 or 55, 60, get your calcium artery scanned to make sure your vessels are not having premature calcifications. Check your carotid arteries to make sure you don't have blockage to your blood flow. The carotids run to the brain. We don't want you having premature strokes. Check your cholesterol so you can get on cholesterol-improving drugs and diet. And most of all, be happy and healthy. It's the stress that really wears down on us chronically. Happiness is important for your heart health, too. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to wear red. Hashtag go red for Women's Health Month. Thanks to my husband cardiologist for saving so many hearts and lives out there. I hope you guys will go forward and save some hearts around you. That's it for now. Stay beautiful and healthy. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. You can find my inulin on the website. Amazing for giving me satiety, making me not eat as much, keeps you really regular, makes you poop out all the excess dietary oils in your diet. That one is excellent. Check it out. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.